Darren Moore, Kerry Miller, and Sky Shabalala. Weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m.
And I love South Africa. You know what? We rock, man. And a lot of people compare us to the United States of America or the West. Our democracy is a lot better than theirs, I can promise you. Mm. And then if you compare us to home, to our backyard here in Africa, we are literally
winning
the benchmark when it comes to how to have free and fair and peaceful elections. We've been doing it.
Yeah, but it also... We have been.
We've been doing it.
How many years now?
25 years.
Okay, yeah, we have been. But also, it does help that we have a sense of humor.
This is my favorite bit. How South Africans find levity in absolutely everything. And you're expecting a little bit of tension. They're going to be counting the votes. Because if you look at CNN after the U.S. elections, how it's all serious about these guys ahead and we're just waiting for the results to come in from New Hampshire. It could go either way. Has it gone blue or red? How will this change people's lives for the next 8 years? And it's like, no, man.
Well, Florida need a recount.
We haven't even finished counting. And it's like, okay, after elections, I expect. Mm. After voting, I expect. And they're coming through thick and fast.
There's one from @Mikey12. Sky, this is for you. I hope you're listening.
I'm here.
# After voting, I expect Sky to give Liverpool more respect.
Mm, no.
I know, I agree.
That happened before voting because I gave them a lot of respect yesterday. Come on, guys.
No, but more respect.
No, you gave credit where it was due. We're asking for you to actually just be more respectful in your reports.
No, I can't do that. No, I can't do that.
not even like you're not even going to Zama.
Not even like after a landmark election. You can't even do that.
Not to that.
All right. So let's take some of your voice notes. # After voting, I expect.
Good morning, East Coast. My name is Lindo.
Ita. Mm-hmm.
After voting, I expect people to stop saying they live in Kloof when they live in Ypeng.
Oh, Lindo.
That is beautiful. It's like saying I live in Umhlanga and by the way, you live like in Verulam
or Phoenix.
Just like, yeah,
nothing wrong things. With Verulam or Phoenix.
No, but it's equivalent to that. There's nothing wrong at all.
Where does the boss live? He lives in Pinetown.
He says Cowies Hill.
He's
like
also
in
nothing
CBD.
Wrong with Pinetown.
Okay, those things must stop now, people. The people have voted.
Yeah, be proud.
Let's put up.
Good morning, East Coast Radio. This is Tupelo Mpande.
What's happening?
After voting, I'm expecting more connection because connection speaks louder than qualifications. Yeah, after voting, I expect more connection.
Are we talking about a cell phone?
Network
connection.
No. Connections like
hookups.
Hey, I got a guy at East Coast Radio. I want to be a DJ.
Yeah.
That type of connection.
Oh, I thought she meant connection. Like, I can't make a phone call from my bedroom.
No, but she said connections speak louder than qualifications.
I still thought she meant cell phone anyway.
Oh, more connections. Yeah. Okay.
After voting, I want my burns picked up.
Oh, preach.
Yeah, that's happening.
Even me. Oh, yeah.
After voting, I expect the children to have no school.
You didn't vote.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm guessing you didn't vote.
After voting, I expect pothole dodging to become a national sport.
I hear you.
Morning, guys.
Morning.
After voting, I expect the price of Nando's to drop. Because the last time I had Nando's, I had to go with 3 months bank statement and proof of residence. That's my fault.
Please keep these coming through. On our Twitter, use the hashtag after voting, I expect. Tag us as well. #ECRBreakfast. And then, of course, you can WhatsApp us. After voting, I expect.
And use this number, 061-792-9495.
Darren Moore, Kerry Miller, and Sky Shabalala. Weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m.